we're definitely trying to get into the schools, and not just elementary schools and high schools, but the college level, and for continuing credits for, like, nursing students and social workers and things like that, to try to help educate people who are on the front lines of healthcare, how to treat a dog, how to recognize abuse, how to recognize a happy bark from a get-out-of-my-house bark, so that when a healthcare provider goes into a home or encounters a dog, that they know what to do with it, and as well as to help them with service dogs and things like that. Sometimes I've gone on hospital visits with my dog, who's a therapy dog, and the people that I go to visit in the hospital love him, but the staff, they run and hide. And it breaks my heart, because they're missing out on, you know, meeting a great dog, and they have this fear of dogs. And I don't know, I would just like to help the medical profession not be so scared of dogs, and, you know, help them to recognize a good dog. So working on, you know, doing more events and just promoting ourselves a little bit more. We're part of the United Way federal campaign. So in the fall, when their collections, you know, when their fundraisers happen, we're going to be going to as many places as possible and doing little educational seminars about Thankful Paws and what we do, so that, you know, if people want to donate through the United Way to us, they, you know, they know what we are and who we are.
Mm-hmm.